But you could only have told it by his golden chain, and by the colour of his now dirty and tattered sky-blue hood with its tarnished silver tassel. It was some time before he would be even polite to the hobbit.
"Well, are you alive or are you dead?" asked Bilbo quite crossly.
Perhaps he had forgotten that he had had at least one good meal more than the dwarves, and also the use of his arms and legs, not to speak of a greater allowance of air.
"Are you still in prison, or are you free? If you want food, and if you want to go on with this silly adventure, it's yours after all and not mine, you had better slap your arms and rub your legs and try to help me get the others out while there's a chance."
Thorin, of course, saw the sense of this, so after a few more groans he got up and helped the hobbit as well as he could. In the darkness, floundering in the cold water, they had a difficult and very nasty job finding which were the right barrels. Knocking outside and calling only discovered about 6 dwarves that could answer. They were unpacked and helped ashore, where they sat or lay muttering and moaning. They were so soaked and bruised and cramped that they could hardly yet realize their release or be properly thankful for it. Dwalin and Balin were two of the most unhappy, and it was no good asking them to help. Bifur and Bofur were less knocked about and drier, but they lay down and would do nothing. Feely and Keely, however, who were young for dwarves, and had also been packed more neatly with plenty of straw into smaller casks, came out more or less smiling, with only a bruise or two and a stiffness that soon wore off.
"I hope I never smell the smell of apples again," said Feely. "My tub was full of it. To smell apples everlastingly when you can scarcely move and are cold and sick with hunger is maddening. I could eat anything in the wide world now for hours on end, but not an apple."
With the willing help of Feely and Keely, Thorin and Bilbo at last discovered the remainder of the company and got them out. Poor fat Bumba was asleep or senseless. Dori, Nori, Ori, Oin and Gloin were waterlogged and seemed only half alive. They all had to be carried one by one and laid helpless on the shore.
"Well, here we are," said Thorin, "and I suppose we ought to thank our stars and Mr. Baggins. I'm sure he has a right to expect it,